off, we want to give credit to USC. They played a fine football game. They're an excellent football team. It was a great challenge coming into this game, and we just weren't at our best. They did a heck of a job, and there was a lot of fight left in our team. I thought our kids competed to the very end, but by and large, we can all do better. And we'll start that process starting tomorrow and work hard and get ready for next week.
Is that basically what you told your kids, too, that you can do better?
Yeah, no question. There's no question. We felt coming in, and I think when you look at the game, I guess you can look at it a lot of different ways, but we felt strong that we were in it. We had a couple turnovers there at the beginning of the third quarter that hurt our opportunities. A couple of bounces went the wrong way a few times. But overall, you got to give them credit. They played a good game, and we just got to get better. We got to find a way to improve.
Bill, did you know they had that capability in the middle of the field running the ball?
Yeah, we did. We knew they were, they had a stable of running backs and a solid offensive line coming back. I think the only guy not coming back was the center, the freshman with Dow, that was a newcomer that started today. But aside from that, they're pretty savvy up front. Tight ends are good blockers. Tackles are excellent blockers. They did a very good job. And, of course, they mixed in the play action with it and with timely calls, so it was a tough situation for us, especially when you have success running the ball. But we got to get better.
How much did you think the momentum change with that injury, the fumble, and then on that kickoff, and looked like you guys might get it?
That play was a weird play because we had the play covered. We made the play, the ball spits out, and they recover the ball and take it up the right side towards our right sideline. And it was a weird play because the net, I'm speaking of the coverage, we call it the net was enveloped right around the return. The ball spits out into the other player's hands, and it was a weird play, and all of our coverage was on the returner. It was tackled. But it was weird. And you got to have good fortune. You got to have some breaks go your way as well. So we weren't able to get those breaks when we needed them. But they did a good job.
Did you think the momentum switched at that point?
Yeah, I thought there was a shift. And it's a game of momentum, let's face it. It swings back and forth. But it definitely swung in their favor in that instance, yeah. But I wouldn't say we had time to recover. We felt coming out in the half, we were still in this. We felt confident coming out in the second half, but to no avail.
So is that defense, how much more balanced? Do you need more balanced than 31 rushing yards and 389 passing? Is that something you feel is something?
Well, that'll be criticized heavily, I'm sure. And because of the fact we got behind, I thought we had good mix early on during the game. And when we got behind, we were wide open. I thought we had good mix and balance, and I thought we did what we had to do to get back in it. So when you are behind, two or three possessions, we were still patient, mixing some run, but we did have to open it up a little bit more than we wanted to. So that, you're going to have to make up for yards in time. You're going to have to throw a little bit more. So your rushing totals are going to be a little bit lower. So that, I think, the common football fan would normally understand that. Anybody who has common sense in that respect would understand that pretty much.
Does the sun seem like this say that maybe Nebraska's not quite ready to
that? I wouldn't say that. I would not say that. I love our team. I love our opportunities. This is the third game of the season. We plan on playing 14. It's very early on, so anything can happen. It's a long season. So we'll just see how it all turns out.
Do you worry about what not being real effective running the ball does to kind of the psyche of your offense?
Well, we can run the ball. We can certainly run the ball. There's no question about that.
How do you feel like Sam held up tonight?
I thought he played tough. I thought he was gutty in the pocket. He took some hits. I thought he really competed. I looked at his numbers. They're pretty solid numbers for the top-ranked defense and defending the pass. I think they pride themselves on rushing the passer and defending the pass. And I don't know, they had over 300-some yards throwing on them tonight, 380 or something, around there or something like that. But it was a pretty solid performance. You just got to give them a little more help and balance up the attack a little bit more, and I think we'll be fine.
Anything else for the coach?
Thanks.
Yep.
Any more players in just a few minutes, guys?